All right, we're here in Medora and with the lady in waiting, Miss Rodeo North Dakota, Grace Stanky. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's been pretty emotional for you. This announcement just a few minutes ago culminates in a lot of hard work, doesn't it?
Yes, it truly does. Nothing can compare, or nothing can prepare a girl for this moment, you know. All the preparation leading up to the pageant, but nothing feels like this right now.
And you're from West Fargo, right? Okay, but you're Miss Mandan Rodeo?
Yes,
so tell us about that process.
The Miss Rodeo Mandan pageant will be going on over the 4th of July. It's coming up pretty soon. I've been lucky enough to hold this title for 2 years. I've had an amazing board who let me keep this title so that I could run for this pageant. So I'm truly grateful to them.
And what will you be doing? You're lady-in-waiting for a few months, right? And then once you become Miss Rodeo North Dakota, I know you got to get to Vegas somehow, right? Tell us about your schedule.
Yes, so I'll be lady-in-waiting for the next 6 months. I'll be following very closely behind Lindsay Miller, taking all the notes I can, soaking it up, preparing for 2024. I'm super excited to promote my platform, concussion awareness, head injuries. There will be lots of traveling involved, lots of rodeos attended, and I'm super excited for it.
Let's talk about the serious end of it, concussion injuries. That's become a passion for you. Tell us how that came about.
Yes, so I lost my father in 2018, and we found out that it was due to CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. So we've been very close with the Concussion Legacy Foundation. They do all the brain research. They're based in Boston. They have the Boston University working very closely with them. And it is... It's due to repetitive concussions and repetitive hits to the head, which we all know happens a lot in the sport of rodeo. So I'm super excited to hopefully get a few things in place and just promote that every chance and every place I go.
And was your father in rodeo or football, or what was the...
Yep, so he played football all through high school. Even a little kid, it was just his passion. He played a little bit of college ball, but also with just horse training and horse riding, you know, we fall off all the time and we just get back on. So it's not something that everyone is always aware of, and it really is the after effects of these things, the struggles that those who have suffered from concussions live with on a constant basis after that. So... It's gonna be a big step, but I'm so excited for it. I'm very excited to have this platform and be able to do this with my experience. You know, it doesn't always have to be a negative thing, and I'm so grateful that I have a reason and I get to turn this into a positive thing and share that with those I love, the sport of rodeo, and hopefully save some lives.
Well, thanks for bringing up that passion. I know I'm probably speaking for a lot of people out there listening to the broadcast. That thanks for actually focusing on that.
Yes, I'm super excited.
Congratulations again, and we wish you all the best, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There is Grace Stanky, who is the lady-in-waiting Miss Rodeo North Dakota here in Medora, just moments ago announced here during the annual North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.